Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. You see, there are some things that you and I need to bind, and there are some things that you and I need to loosen. If my shoes are not tied properly, in other words, if they're not bound to me, then I probably am going to trip and fall. I need my shoes to be bound to my feet. If the word of God is not bound to my soul, then I may spiritually trip and fall. I need God's word to be bound to my soul.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by Fortress Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road, between Bandera Road and Babcock Road. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to visit our website at www.fortresschurch.org. At Fortress Church, we are all about loving God and loving people. Join us here on K-Dry every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here's your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you're having a fantastic day already. And as we come together today, we're going to continue our topic, our chat, about the topic unlocking your potential. Do you realize that you have unlimited potential? That's with the Lord. That's right. On your own, you're kind of going to be limited. This week on Rising Hour, we've been talking about the word potentiality. And, well, that word is not used too often, but I like to use it to describe what can happen when you and I place our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and allow Him to use us in powerful ways. Potentiality. That's what we get. A church can reach its potentiality when the people in the church are using their spiritual gifts and operating the way God ordained it to operate and just ministering the way God ordained it to minister, as well as every individual like you and like me. We have a certain amount of potential, and if we tap into that, then some awesome things will take place. Once again, I want to thank you so much for tuning in today to Rising Higher. We're looking forward to a great evening tonight with Cotto Rodriguez. For those of you who are thinking about coming to Comedy Night, there will be tickets available at the door. We still have a few more tickets available at the door, and we're going to welcome those who want to come and join us. 7 o'clock, and tickets are $10 a person. You're more than welcome to come and join us for Comedy Night with Cletho this evening, all right? We're going to read, as we've been doing all week long, from Matthew chapter 16. So if you have your Bibles, you may turn there with me, or maybe just want to just listen along. It's a conversation that Jesus is having with Simon Peter. And it says here in chapter 16, verse 13, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." What a privilege it is today to receive so many gifts from God. And one of the most important gifts that you and I can ever receive from the Lord, aside from the gift of salvation, is these keys to God's kingdom. Oftentimes, we don't reach our potential because we don't step into the promises, into the blessings that God has in store for us. I'm a sports fan. Maybe you are, maybe you're not. But there's been a couple times over the years, like the NBA and the NFL, the players have gone into what's referred to as a lockout. And what happens every so often is that the labor union for the players, whether it be basketball players or football players, they get into a disagreement with the owners and the league. And because of that, they're not able to come to agreement on certain contracts for the players. So oftentimes, there is a lockout that is staged. And I'm always intrigued by the reason they call it a lockout. I guess the reason they call it a lockout is because nobody wins. And the season cannot start. The games cannot be played. And every time a lockout happens, nobody wins, right? But that does happen every so often. And the fans get a little frustrated like me. But once again, I get back to that terminology they always use. They call it a lockout, the NBA lockout, where no games are being played. And I'm thinking, well, who has the keys? Who has the keys to unlock the door so that we can get this thing going, huh? And oftentimes they wonder, they point the finger, why he has the keys. The management has the keys, or the owners have the keys, or the players have the keys. And everybody wants to blame everybody else. But the bottom line is nobody wins. Well, sometimes, and I want to correlate that to our spiritual life, there are many Christ followers who do not gain access into the promises and the potential that they're able to accomplish because there's a lockout going on. And for whatever reason, they don't have the keys to enter into a new season. They don't have the keys to experience the best that's on the other side of the door. And things are just not happening. Well, today, I want to remind you that Jesus himself is extending to you the keys to his kingdom. He extended it with this promise to Simon Peter here in Matthew chapter 16. And he is extending these keys to you and I to unlock your potential. So I want to draw a few correlations and just kind of look at the scripture here from Matthew 16 and talk about this because I desire that you would indeed unlock your potential. Observation number one, it is God who opens the door to his power. It is God who opens the door to his power. See, when Jesus told Simon Peter, he says, the gates of Hades will not overcome it. See, what is God doing? Through his son, Jesus Christ, he is offering you the keys into his kingdom. And what happens there? You get to grab hold of the power of God. So no matter what happens in life, if you have the power of God, you know what? You're going to be mighty fine. You won't have to deal with the defeat that the enemy's trying to throw at you. No, you can be a victorious champion because after all, you are unlocking the keys to the power of God. That not even the gates of Hades will prevail against you. That's mighty strong power. All of us face problems. All of us face challenges in life. But how do we handle them? The difference that some people cave in and some people fall into a depression or disappointment and others are victorious. The difference is the power of God. Some people tap in to the power of God and others do not. Because after all, if you try to come against the enemy on your own, probably you're going to lose, okay? Because the enemy is powerful, but I got to tell you, God is even more powerful, right? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So I want you to understand that there is a power of God waiting for you on the other side of this door. All you need to do is receive the keys, open that door, and step into the power of God. Secondly, I look at this. It is God who opens the door to his promises. One of the things I love about this passage and this conversation here in Matthew 16 between Jesus and Simon Peter is that Jesus gives Simon Peter a couple of promises. Now, if you know Jesus, you know that every promise he gives, he fulfills. He's a man of his word and he has all power in heaven and earth to follow through and complete what he has promised. Now, as we read about his promises here in Matthew 16, you notice a couple of I wills. Whenever you see these I wills, then you are reading a promise of the Lord God Almighty. So it says here, Jesus says, I will build my church. That's a great promise. I will give you the keys to the kingdom. Wow, these are some great promises of God. I love the I will promises of God. Many people lose hope in life because they're not able to take hold of the promises of God. Or maybe they're able, but they just don't want to take hold of the promises of God. But here, Jesus extends to Simon Peter a couple of promises. And I believe he's extending those same promises to you and I today. I will, Jesus says, build my church. So who's going to build the church? Jesus. Is it us? No, we don't have to build a church. Jesus has already done it. All we need to do is step into his power and step into his promises. Secondly, the second promise, Jesus says, I will give you the keys to the kingdom. That's a promise of God. And the great, great opportunity that we have when we receive the keys to the kingdom is to step into the promises of God. God's promises are waiting for you on the other side of the door of obedience. Yeah, so many things are waiting for you on the other side of the door. What you need to do is grab hold of those keys that Jesus has promised to give you and utilize them. Take them in your hand and enter into the power of God, enter into the promises of God. And there's one more thing I want to share with you that you can enter into when you grab hold of those keys. I want to share that with you in just a few moments. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You are listening to Rising Higher right here in AM 1100 KDRY. Rising Higher is brought to you by Fortress Church. We're located in the northwest area of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road. That is between Babcock and Bandera Road. Now, this evening, we're having a comedy night with Cletho Rodriguez, and maybe you have your tickets, maybe you don't, but I got to tell you, we will be selling tickets at the door. So there is a number of tickets left. You're welcome to come and join us at 7 o'clock, and let me just play this pre-recorded little conversation I had with Cletho, and then we'll see if we can know. If you don't have plans, come on by. Maybe it's a great date night, by the way. Comedy night with Cletho, all right? We're going to continue our topic in our teaching tonight from Matthew 16 in just a minute. But let's take a break with Cletho Rodriguez.
Comedian Cletho Rodriguez is joining us now. I'm looking forward to a great evening, November the 17th on a Friday night at Fortress Church. You're going to bring a little show that evening. Well, a big show, let me put it that way. Yeah. Right? I love it when God gives us new stuff. And yeah. Even comedians come up with new stuff. Is that right?
They do. I mean, you got to be writing constantly. I mean, people always ask me, Cletho, how come you never talk about topical stuff? And I said, well, because my family never is quiet. Mm-hmm. You know, they just keep talking, and the more they keep talking, the more material I get. So, which, by the way, I gotta make this quick. My kids are in the car. I'm just kidding. They're with their mom, but you know, it's just you always constantly writing. My daughter the other day was like, "Daddy, you got to get me out of school. I can't stand my teacher." I'm like, "Sweetie, you're homeschooled. That's your mom. I don't know where you want to go. The kitchen? We want to go to the kitchen.
Just a different room.
Yeah. Wait till prom. You dance with your brothers." And it's kind of crazy because you just. Life itself just presents jokes that just come at you. And in my family, they just, they're always there. They're always there. And then plus, this show here, I want to thank you for having us. I mean, it's going to be, it's been a while since we've been out here.
A number of years. That's right.
When I first started doing churches, this was one of the first ones that
that's right. I remember
done.
That.
So it's good to be back. You got a great congregation here, great body of folks. And, I'm going to bring a couple of comedians to come on up here and, RJ, he is, he's got a lot of funny humor, and he talks about being from Pentecostal church.
Oh, wow.
And, he talks about, man, he made me laugh the other day. He goes, yeah, you know, when they get praise reports, they start on Sunday and don't end till Thursday.
There you go.
Yeah, pretty much. He goes, I think everybody in the church gave a praise report. He goes, we're in there a long time. So we'll try to get him down here as well.
It's Friday, November the 17th at 7 p.m. It's Comedy Night with Cletho. It's going to be a great evening. You don't want to miss it. Tickets are only $10 each, and you can get your tickets at Fortress Church on Prue Road. You can give us a call at 210-523-8111, or you can get your tickets online at fortresschurch.org/Cletho. fortresschurch.org/Cletho. Tickets are $10 a person. You don't want to miss out. It's Comedy Night with Cletho at Fortress Church. That is Friday, November the 17th.
All right, I'm going to jump in right here and say there will be tickets available at the door this evening at 7 o'clock, $10 a person, and it's going to be a great evening. You don't want to miss out on Comedy Night with Cletho Rodriguez this evening at Fortress Church.
Hey, I wake up to find your glory defined.
This is Jason Roy from Building 429, and you are listening to Rising Higher.
Honor and praise when I cross over the door.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to get back into our teaching, Unlocking Your Potential. Do you realize how much potential you have? And the reason I know you have potential is because when you place your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are grabbing hold of the promises of God, the power of God, and third of all, let's get into this third one, the potential of God. So when God opens up this door, if it is God who opens up the door to your power, to your promises, and to your potential. So what's the next phrase here that we're looking at from Matthew 16? Jesus tells Simon Peter these words. He says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And what that refers to is your potential. My friend, do you realize how much you receive when you are receiving the gift of salvation? Picture you opening up that beautiful gift of salvation. And as you open that up, you're opening up so much more, right? I love this. Now, one of the things, one of the quotes I want to give you right now is from the movie Hoosiers. I don't know if you've seen that movie, but there was a group of basketball players, this team, who were challenged to be overcomers, kind of like you and I, right? And they had to face an unsurmountable enemy. Their opponent was a good team. So what did the coach say? Let me give you this quote. He says this, forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms, and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals we have gone over time and time again. And most importantly, don't get caught up in thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your efforts and concentration on playing to your potential, being the best you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners. I like that. He encourages his players, just play to your potential. My friend, when you live life according to your potential, mighty things happen. So let me walk through some things we can learn here from Jesus' conversation with Simon Peter. Your potential is based on what? Number one, your potential is based on your revelation from God. In other words, what is God speaking to your life? What is God speaking into your life? What is he revealing to you? Because here in verse 17, it says that Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. This was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. I want to stop right there. So Simon Peter was receiving revelation from the Father. Did you catch that? Jesus himself said, hey, this was not revealed to you by any individual, but this revelation, epiphany was revealed to you by my Father in heaven. So I ask you, are you able to hear from your Father in heaven on a consistent basis? When you have a decision to make in life, are you able to discern the voice of God when he is speaking to you? When you're going through some difficult times, are you able to pick up on listening to the voice of God? What is God revealing to you? What is God revealing to you? In order to hear from God, you do not need a degree in theology or an understanding of the Greek language. As you develop your personal relationship with the Lord, you will be able to recognize his voice and his will. And I've got to say this, when it comes to listening to the voice of God and identifying the voice of God, you know, the more you speak to God, the more you increase your prayer life, the more you get into the Word of God, the more you will recognize the voice of God. And sometimes people don't, I don't understand, you know, how God speaks to you. Well, get into the Word and he'll speak to you. Spend quality time in prayer and he'll speak to you. That's just the way it is. You're developing that personal relationship with God. So how else can we reach our potential? It's based not only on revelation from God, but it says right here, Jesus is telling Simon Peter, it's also based on your connection to the church. Now here in verse 18, once again, we're in Matthew 16, Jesus tells Simon Peter, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. So did you notice the correlation that Jesus makes between the keys to the kingdom, the promises of God, and the church? Are you noticing the way Jesus is saying, I want you to reach your potential, and the way you're going to reach your potential is connecting to the church? You see, God has given you the keys to the kingdom. He's given you potential. He's given you spiritual gifts and strengths for you to use for the body of Christ in the kingdom of God. And it is used, it is to be used in the church. That's the primary place where you use your spiritual gifts. That's where your potential can be reached. You see, God has given you tremendous potential, but you'll never reach it by yourself. So when you minister with the body of Christ, you are not simply adding to your potential, you are multiplying it. You are multiplying it. Like yesterday here at Rising Hours, talking about a key ring. And maybe you have a key ring, maybe you have a number, an assortment of different keys on your key ring. And each of the keys represents something that you have access to. Maybe your house, or maybe your car, or maybe your workplace, or other things that you just need access to. That's what the keys do. You have access to certain locations and buildings and cars because of the keys that are on your ring. Now, why are there multiple rings? Because different keys give you access to different places. Now, I want you to picture that key ring as the church. Let's just say a particular key ring has 7 keys on the key ring, okay? Well, likewise, there are multiple keys to the kingdom of God in a particular body of Christ. One particular individual in the church may have the gift of administration. And as he or she uses that gift, they're opening the doors to the kingdom of God. Maybe someone else in the church has a gift of teaching. And as he or she opens up that gift of teaching and preaching, then what happens is they begin to experience the presence of God in a powerful way. Maybe someone else has a gift of leadership, and someone else has a gift of mercy, and someone else has a gift of intercessory prayer, and on and on. There are different people in the church who are gifted in different ways. But when you put it together like a big key ring, then you have access to the kingdom of God. You have access to the glory of God. You have access to the presence of God. Hopefully you're getting the picture here, right? Oh, and you know what? Jesus says, all these keys form to build my church. I will build my church, and I'm giving you the keys to step in to the church. Hopefully you're getting the picture right now that the Lord wants you to reach the Lord wants you to reach your potential. Last of all, what does potential do? It gives you, your potential is based on your dedication to God's kingdom. Your potential is based upon your dedication to God's kingdom. Are you dedicated to the kingdom of God? So here, Jesus kind of concludes this paragraph by saying, I will give you, verse 19, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I love that. So Christ Jesus is pretty much saying, you know what? I want to give you the keys. What a great, great blessing. I want to give you access, Jesus is saying, access to my promises, my power, and your potential. So it's worded here, Jesus says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Yeah, there are some things I got to tell you that you need to bind and some things that you need to loosen. For example, if my shoes are not tied properly, if they're not bound to me, then I probably will trip and fall. I need my shoes to be bound to my feet. So in a similar fashion, if the word of God is not bound to my soul, then I may spiritually trip and fall. I need the word of God bound to my soul. Then there are some things in my life that I need to loosen and get away from me. Like, Thanksgiving is coming up. I must loosen the desire to have extra pecan pie, right? Get thee behind me, pecan pie. Preparing myself for Thanksgiving, okay. There's other things that we need to loosen and get out of our lives. I need to loosen, in a serious note, I need to loosen and get out of my life the burdens of guilt or the burden of shame and condemnation. I need to loosen and get out of my life the worry or fear or the victim spirit or the orphan heart and so much more. You see, and Jesus says, I'm going to give you the keys. Yeah, you can bind what you need to bind. That's the word of God. That's his presence. And then you need to loosen certain things. What do you need to loosen? The things that are going to bring you down. The guilt, the shame, the condemnation, the worry, the fear, the anxieties. Loosen it. Get it out of your life, right? You don't need it. And once you do that, not even the gates of hell will prevail against you, because you have in your possession the kingdom of God. Lord Jesus, I thank you for opening the doors that only you can open and closing the doors that only you can close. And today, Lord, I purpose to live by your power, walk in your promises, and strive to reach my potential. I desire to hear your voice. I desire to connect with the church so that my potential can be reached. I desire to be dedicated to your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, once again, our topic this week has been unlocking your spiritual potential. Hope that that's your desire. And I do believe the Word of God is very clear on principles we can use to do exactly that. We learned a few today, right? Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to have to draw to a close. I hope you're going to have a fantastic weekend in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Rising Higher is what you've been listening to, and Rising Higher is brought to you by Fortress Church. Feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org and join us this Sunday if you don't have a home church or looking for a home church. We meet for worship at 9:15 and 11 o'clock. Join us at Fortress Church on Prue Road. Once again, that website, fortresschurch.org. Be blessed.
Are you feeling stressed or overwhelmed caring for an aging parent or a loved one at home? Call Integrity Senior Care at 210-734-0424. They provide affordable in-home assistance with meal preparation, med reminders, bathing, grooming, light housekeeping, laundry, errands, and a whole lot more. Integrity Senior Care can help you keep your loved one at home safely. Integrity Senior Care is licensed and bonded and received the 2017 Best In-Home Care Award. Integrity Senior Care is a local family-owned business since 1999. Call 210-734-0424 or check us out online at integrityseniorcare.com.